Good morning and welcome to Emmett Audio. Last couple days have been a bit out of whack. My wife got back from Costa Rica, where she was traveling with her mom, and then my brother and his family arrived. They were looking at colleges with his daughter, and then my younger daughter got some sort of stomach bug or food poisoning 2 days ago. And all of that has just kind of, well, it's meant that every day has not turned out the way that we thought it might, or the way that sort of the routine is. Significant parts of the routine have been disrupted in various ways, some for good reason, you know, some for happy reasons and some for unhappy reasons. But one of the things that it's made me appreciate is how important having a routine is. Because I feel that magnetic tug back towards the habits that I want to do. And so, for instance, the last 2 days I haven't done a cold plunge because both days in the middle of the day when I would normally be doing it, I have been some combination of too busy because I feel behind on work that needs to happen to take the time in the middle of the day to, you know, take 15 minutes to take care of myself, and interacting with people that normally aren't at our home. And the interesting thing, I was really nervous about letting go of, you know, the streak that I have of doing the cold plunge. It's something that I still dread to some extent. And so I was nervous that I would drop it entirely. But instead, what I feel is the tremendous desire to get back to it. And I feel that way about all of the different habits that have gotten short shrift the last couple of days. And that's very encouraging. You know, they say it takes weeks to build a new habit, to establish a new habit to where it feels like it's part of you. And depending on the habit, it can take much longer. But I think you know when something has stuck and has become, that you have become a new person who now does, is the sort of person who does this thing. You know that that's the case when you stop doing the thing and you want to do it. It feels weird not to do it. And, you know, that shift happens kind of without you realizing it. You start a new habit and you know, maybe it's something that you have to force yourself to do, or something where your initial enthusiasm wears off and you have to kind of get yourself through a period of weariness with this habit that you're trying to establish for yourself. But when you can get to a point where by some external circumstance you can't do the thing and you really want to, that to me says that you've rounded some sort of corner. Which is a really lovely thing, to remember that we can change and that our lives are the sum total of our behaviors, and our behaviors are largely our habits. Maybe not 90% of what we do is habit, but probably something like 60 or 70% of what we do every day is habitual. And so by being a little deliberate about what habits we want to establish and which habits we would like to let go of, we can shift who we are in quite a fundamental way. This morning, my older daughter asked if she could take some of the roast beef I made yesterday for lunch, because the day before I'd asked if she wanted some roast beef for lunch, and she said yes, and then apparently it really hit the spot. Now she wants more roast beef with lunch. You know, 3 months ago, I had never made a roast beef before. And I was had other ways of trying to get protein into my daughter's diet, but something as simple as having a hunk of roast beef left in the fridge that my daughters want to eat, that they seek out to eat, is such a lovely change and a good example of how you can find simple ways to swap something that you're already doing for something that is better for you. And you can, you know, the best are the changes that you can establish that then require relatively little effort from you to nudge you in the direction you want to go. The other day, last week, I bought one of those mechanical timers with little sort of plastic tabs that you push up and down depending on when you want it to be on and off. You can use them for your Christmas lights, that sort of thing. And I put it on our router. And what that means is that from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., our Wi-Fi is not on. Now, our cell phones can still ring, so people can still reach us in the middle of the night, but our Wi-Fi is not on. And I originally did that I wanted to just eliminate that radiation exposure. Our router is directly below our bedrooms, and even though we have high ceilings, it's still something. It seemed like a small thing that I could do to reduce our exposure to EMS. Now, the knock-on effect that I hadn't anticipated until I was actually thinking, well, when do I want to set it for? That if I set it for 10, that means that at 10 o'clock, or I think maybe technically 9:57 is what it ends up being, the Wi-Fi goes off. And if I'm watching a movie or a TV show, that just ends. And if I want to continue watching it, I have to get up and turn back on the Wi-Fi, which is as easy as a switch on the side, but then the Wi-Fi takes several minutes to load up again. Far easier to just go to bed at that point. Well, that means that my bad habit, which wasn't every day, but several times a week, of staying up until 10:30, 11 o'clock, watching something, that's just gone. And it's gone simply because I made it harder for it to be possible to do through this one little hack. And the interesting thing is how I can feel that my sleep quality is better, because most nights I'm in bed by 10. And that was often the case, but you know, I'd gotten to the point where most often I was in bed by 10:30. Now I'm most often in bed by 10, which is 30 extra minutes of sleep than I was getting. And so I think the habits we choose don't have to be hard for us to do, and we should all be seeking things like that, where you can put them in place, and then it's harder to not do them than it is to do them. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.